Hello and welcome to Medical Economics Pulse, a quick-hitting news podcast that keeps busy physicians in the know. We offer concise updates on the most important developments affecting your practice, your bottom line, and the broader healthcare landscape, delivered to you by our editorial team at Medical Economics. It's Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, and here are today's headlines. First up, a new handheld ultrasound device is making waves in the medical community by making diagnostic imaging more affordable and portable. Traditionally, ultrasound machines have been bulky and costly, limiting their use to hospitals or specialized clinics. However, this new device, known as point-of-care ultrasound, is compact, wireless, and designed for ease of use, bringing imaging capabilities to outpatient settings, small practices, and even rural areas. For physicians, this means faster, real-time diagnostics at the bedside, helpful for assessing everything from fluid status to identifying fractures. Improved accessibility could enhance patient care by reducing wait times for imaging and potentially cutting costs associated with delayed diagnoses. Next, a recent breakthrough in artificial intelligence could improve patient data privacy without sacrificing usability. The new technology uses federated learning, a decentralized AI training method that processes data locally rather than on centralized servers. For physicians, this means patient information can remain secure on local devices, significantly reducing the risk of data breaches. The AI model still learns from the data but does so without transferring sensitive information. This innovation could lead to safer data sharing practices in clinical trials, telemedicine, and electronic health records. Finally, a recent study found Medicaid has inconsistent coverage of medications to treat alcohol use disorder. Researchers found only 43% of Medicaid managed care plans cover all FDA-approved AUD medications. These include acamprosate, disulfiram, and oral and injectable naltrexone, all proven to support recovery. The lack of comprehensive coverage creates barriers to treatment for patients struggling with alcohol dependence, particularly in lower-income populations. For physicians treating AUD, this limited coverage can mean fewer options when prescribing evidence-based pharmacological interventions. Advocates for AUD treatment say the study highlights the need for policy reform to improve access to addiction treatments under Medicaid plans. And that's it for today's Medical Economics Pulse. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes and read more health business news and expert content at medicaleconomics.com. Be sure to subscribe to our premier podcast, Off the Chart, a Business of Medicine podcast, which features lively and informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about the challenges facing doctors and medical practices. Thanks for tuning in.